Now, to conclude chapter 3, especially the last pages up to page 33, it's very interesting, and I think your the suggestions you're putting forward there on these last few pages, in my opinion and my feeling, they are very correct and very useful. They will help people understand much better those issues. Once again, I would like to emphasize that just as we started with Newton's ideas of gravity and so on, mechanistic physics and Cartesian thinking, we evolved to a deeper understanding that actually it's not the brain which is translating all this information coming towards us. First of all, we should I say again, as I experienced through many years of Tai Chi now and shamanism, the way I developed East and the principles interwoven into that method, I started to understand more and more that actually information, energy, and movement are always one. There are a unity. Information is not separated from energy, is not separated from movement. And they actually, the translation of new information always happens through the heart center, through the head center, which we call brain, and through the center, the umbilical center, the hara or the dantian, where it becomes a movement. Only then it becomes meaningful to us. I connect this idea to what I said before about holistic thinking, that actually also the word thinking there is not really correct because it's not happening only in the brain. It is a process in our all larger dantian, or I would say our energetic sphere, maybe we could call it like that. And the energy surrounding us, and which is composed of the radiation of the heart, the head, and the belly, the three centers, three capabilities. Whenever they are very well aligned, they will actually form these energetic fields, which we are very well able to use in martial art and so on and so on, shamanism also. So, what already was described about Bohr, that or Böhm, I think, that he was able to perceive new information through very small muscle changes is to me is very correct, and this is something we are also now teaching. What I'm teaching through Tai to Tri Chi and through East, I'm teaching people to become aware of these deep muscular changes, which is an indication for new energy, new information, new movement, the unity of the Trinity, actually, the Trinity entering our, I would call it now personal, if there's something like personal, but for the time being, I will call it a personal sphere. Okay, this is a conclusion of chapter 3, and I find it very interesting. Again, I feel very privileged that you're sharing this information with me. Thank you very much.